we essentially demonstrated that we can fold the world's smallest self-folding origami bird with shape memory, so it can hold its shape indefinitely. And this really kind of illustrates the vision that we have going forward for this micro-robotics work. The kinds of complicated shapes that we're going to be able to actuate, hold, and then work around in order to get the functions that we're interested in for our microscopic robots.
It's an enormous engineering challenge to figure out how to make something like that have the kind of functionalities we want. One thing that's quite remarkable is that the material out of we make these actuators, these little tiny layers, are only about 30 atoms thick or so. They're just literally nanoscopic in size, where you could count the number of atoms from the top and the bottom, compared to a sheet of paper, which might be 100,000 atoms thick.
At this small scale, it's not like a traditional mechanical engineering, but all the chemistry, material science, and the mechanical engineering all mixed together. So the biggest challenge is to figure out what's the chemical reaction at the surface of this nanometer thin film, and to make a connection between this change of chemical composition and their mechanical behavior.
Why do we want to build such functional robots at this scale? Well, think of all the things that robots do for us at the macro scale. Roombas sweep our floors. Factory robots build our cars and other machines. Robots perform surgeries and explore distant planets. Now imagine a world where we create robots with a similar degree of functionality at the micro scale. Could we have a micro factory that transforms the way we make things and develop surgical robotic instruments that can perform more delicate surgeries on length scales smaller by a factor of 10 compared to what we can currently do? What sort of worlds will we be able to investigate and explore when we can now interact with biology on the scale of cellular organisms?